Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Well, we're going to start with the story that you are going to be hearing lots and lots about today, and that is the Leaving Cert results, because they're going to be published just at exactly 10 o'clock this morning, both online and in schools across the country. Just a quick look at some of the headlines, though, to start. The Irish Independent leads with honours paper take-up soars and dry for points, and the Irish Times goes with Leaving Cert students score record number of CAO points that'll be revealed today. So, effectively, in short, what you need to know from the results, Leaving Cert students have actually scored more CAO points than ever in this year's exams, and they're putting it down to effectively a larger number of students than ever sitting subjects at the higher level rate. Now, the increase is linked to more generous grading changes that were introduced actually within recent years, so they kind of reward students for taking on the subjects at higher level, and the numbers taking and performing well at higher level have actually increased across the board, but also in particular in the core subjects like English, Irish and in maths as well. Now, maths is the point that there is always a lot of controversy and discussion about, and in the case of maths this year, for example, 33% or just about 18,000 students took the higher level maths paper. The vast majority of this cohort secured the additional 25 bonus CAO points on offer for the subject, and more than 421,000 additional CAO points awarded this year because of the maths bonus point system. Points for many highly sought after programmes are now kind of inevitably going to increase because of that jump in maths this year. Now, there is some concern, though, because more than 3,700 students actually failed maths this year. They could now be locked out of third level courses, which stipulate, some of them do stipulate, a pass as a basic entry requirement. The bulk of those who failed to secure a pass grade sat the ordinary level maths paper, where the failure rate was just over 10%, while just under 2% failed the higher level paper. And teachers are now saying that many schools, they can't and they don't offer foundation level maths tuition, and it's due to resource shortages, which basically mean significant numbers of weaker students end up struggling at ordinary level maths papers. Now, in total, there's going to be lots more analysis of this coming up in breakfast just after seven. There's also lots of editorial commentary and analysis. The Irish Independent has a 20-page Leaving Cert supplement as well today. There's loads of advice in all of the papers, so you're not going to be, there's not going to be any shortage there. But just the nuts and bolts of what's happening today: 58,000 Leaving Cert students are going to get the results. The CAO offers are then due to be released at 2 p.m. this Thursday, which of course is several days earlier than normal, and any student who wishes to appeal their exam grades will also receive their results 3 weeks earlier than usual, and of course that follows the High Court change that happened last year as well. We'll have more coming up on this story just after 7 o'clock this morning. But look, the last thing students want to be told today is that the results aren't the end of the world, because when you're waiting for those results and you're 17 or 18, they are your world. The only thing I'd say is that as someone who completely changed their career path, there's loads of options out there. So, you know, you will be hearing much more analysis throughout the course of the day. There's plenty about the college race, advice on apprenticeships as well, not something to be discounted. Lots of really good offers there for students to consider, and lots of details in the inside of all of the papers. The other story, though, dominating all of the tabloids this morning, you may have heard it in the news bulletin and also on the front of the Irish Independent, the headline: Jessica dies after Debs on eve of exam results. This is Leaving Cert student who died after becoming unwell, has been described as a vibrant and talented young girl. And Jessica Moore, who was 19 from Loughrea in County Galway, became unwell on Sunday night. The 19-year-old was taken to Portiuncle Hospital but died a short time later, and a post-mortem examination is due to take place today. She was a student at St. Raphael's College in Loughrea, where a memorial to her has also been placed, and she was due as well to find out her Leaving Cert results this morning. Just a shocking story, and her thoughts are with all of her family and friends as well today. There's more on that on the inside really of all of the papers this morning. The other story, though, on the front of the Irish Examiner today: state makes just 3.3 million euro from sale of stations following the recession. You will remember the government put a number of the closed or former Garda stations up for sale a number of years back. but it's now been revealed that they made €3.2 million from the sale of 43 former Garda stations. Now, the state has sold these stations off for an average of about €76,000 in recent years. The Office of Public Works received only €6,000 for one station in County Meath, while the most valuable station proved to be the one on the Mallow Road in Cork, which was sold for €260,000. And the Office of Public Works Minister, Kevin Boxer-Moran, has confirmed that his department sold 43 former Garda stations since 2014 for the grand total of €3.2 million. And if the former station is not needed by the state, then the OPW does consider donating the property to community groups on the basis that there will be no further costs to the Exchequer. But it's understood that the OPW is now concerned that many community organisations and groups will not be in a position to take over the buildings, and why, you might ask, due to the high cost of insurance, something we've been discussing here quite a lot over the past number of weeks as well. There's more on that story on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. Also, the Daily Mail leads today with Nora's mum, our hearts are breaking. That's the headline. This is the mother of missing teenager in Malaysia, Nora Quarren. We'll have more coming up though on that story here on Breakfast Briefing in around 10 minutes time. Some of the other stories though that you'll be hearing much more about today. Front page of the Irish Times, over 100,000 set to pay more income tax. More than 100,000 taxpayers are going to pay income tax from January next year unless the finance minister makes some adjustment to account for inflation on budget day. And this is according to newly published estimates from Revenue, that there would appear to be little scope for making adjustments to tax bands and rates in this year's budget given the amount of money available for tax cuts and the cost of achieving these particular cuts. And the finance minister is understood to have a budget day package of about €2.8 billion, but with €2.1 billion already been allocated for items including the public pay rises and infrastructure and the broadband plan, it leaves just €700 million available for new spending and tax cuts. We'll have more on that story coming up on a News Talk Breakfast just after 7 as well this morning. The other story, though, on the front of the Irish Times, and it's on the inside, really, of all of the papers, too, today, they have an interesting angle on it. The headline, Rolls-Royce from 1932 passes NCT as classic cars continue making the grade. They might be considered old bangers, but the classic cars built before 1960 are proving themselves a more attractive proposition now than the younger models when it comes to passing the NCT test. And the figures published by the Road Safety Authority show that 10 out of the 13 pre-1916 vehicles that submitted for the NCT last year, they all passed the test, a success rate of almost 77%, and they included the oldest car to be issued with an NCT certificate last year, which was a 1932 registered Rolls-Royce. Interesting piece. And also as well, actually, you'll be interested to know on the inside of the Irish Examiner, their slant on the story today, the Skoda Yeti tops the NCT pass rate. So it's the Yeti compact SUV. It had the highest NCT pass rate last year. Other brands with high pass rates included the Nissan Juke, the Volkswagen Tiguan, the Dacia Sandero, the Hyundai iX35 and the Dacia Duster as well. And there's more on that story, all of the cars and the main faults, why some of them would have failed as well, on page 3 of the Irish Examiner this morning. Are you going to electric picnic this year? Well, if so, you should be warned that the event promoter is basically signalling that he's appalled by the number of festival goers who are leaving their tents abandoned and behind at the Stradbally site in County Laois, because each year the main campsite at Electric Picnic are littered with abandoned tents when people leave after the festival, and with other belongings as well that have been left behind after the weekend. Many people are buying cheap tents and then of course decide not to bring them home afterwards because they couldn't be bothered with the effort of trying to take them down. But Melvin Benn, who's the chief executive of Festival Republic, which runs the Electric Picnic, said the issue of abandoned tents is a societal one, so do make sure you take them away with you if you're going this year. Also in the Irish Independent today, page 3 of the paper, something you may have heard a little bit about yesterday, but it's dominating again today. The GAA defends shocking €90 cost of stand tickets for the All-Ireland final. The organisation is defending the decision to rise the price of the final stand tickets to a record €90, and has insisted that there are no plans, though, for a further increase. And the Laois hurling manager, Eddie Brennan, has branded the cost shocking. He also says there's youngsters who've attended all of the games who are going to get actually nailed for €90 when he, as he describes, the Corpo Brigade turn up. And defending the decision, the GAA president, John Horan, said it was the first time the cost had been charged, had been actually changed since 2011 when it went up by the same price of €10 for the final. And yesterday the GAA insisted it had absolutely no plans to increase ticket prices for games in 2020 after they jumped by nearly a third over the past decade. We want to know your view on this morning though. If you were lucky enough to get a ticket to the All-Ireland final, the GAA is defending the decision to hike the price. What's your view though? Would paying the price, that particular price of €90 for a ticket, would it put you off going? You can let us know this morning. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent, and you can also get us on Twitter today at @BreakfastNT. We'll just take one final story though for this morning. It's inside the Examiner, page 5 of the paper today. We're constantly talking about screen time and ways to try and reduce screen time and get your kids off the iPads. Well, a quarter of parents admit to bribing their children in an effort to try and reduce their screen time. A quarter of parents who took part in this survey say they use pocket money to bribe their kids away from the screens. 23% of those surveyed said their children aged 8 to 15 use pocket money in this way, and this is according to research in the UK. And the children receive £7.71 per week in pocket money, according to the survey by the banking group Halifax. As well as steering their offspring away from the technology, one in five desperate parents have also used pocket money as a way of getting their kids to bed, and one in six on making homework a little bit more appealing. We want to know though, what are your tactics? How do you try and get them off the phones? Do you use pocket money as a bribe for things like household chores, going to bed early, and also doing the homework? Let us know your views this morning. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning. Now, still to come, as rescue workers in Malaysia enter their 10th day in the search effort for missing Irish teenager Nora Quarren, we'll have the latest.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.